associate. You're not an employee. You're an associate of ours, you know, and made us, just blew it all up. Made us sound like we were really important in the whole nine yards. They opened the doors, we went to work, and they started cutting back people. Mm-hmm. Saying, okay, you know, you can do two people's jobs. We don't need this person. All right, so we dealt with that. And eventually, at the end, we wound up doing three, four, five people's jobs each person. You know, I worked there for 18 years. That's what I was trained to do. Mm-hmm. I was a housewife. I got married at 22. Raised my family. My youngest boy was 5 when I went to work there. They trained me to do quality control. Then eventually I was like a substitute floor leader for my boss when she was out. Then at some point in time, from time to time, I was a shift supervisor. Mm-hmm. I, you know, supervised the entire crew. And then nothing. And not having any other education, not having trained in any other field, nobody wanted to hire me. I wasn't good for anything else. Mm-hmm. And NORPAC, the other county that's here in this area, is minimum wage. They have a completely different kind of contract than we did. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter what kind of job you went into, you got paid very little for it. Going into a depression.
Right.
And you know, you kind of hit bottom line and you're going just like, man, nobody wants me. You know, the rejection you feel is depressing. Then you're depressed because you don't have the income. Then you, and so it's just like depression from everywhere.